All right, let's lighten it up. I saw a lady at the airport with a beard. Did everyone hear the only two words that mattered in that sentence? Look, I understand hormonally, she can't help having extra hair follicles. I get it, I'm not a monster. However, those extra hair follicles are not literally slapping the money out of her hand every time she tries to buy a razor. Step it up, I can see you. That's rude, that puts me in an uncomfortable position. Suddenly, I'm the bad guy for staring too long and pointing and laughing and openly mocking and bringing over other strangers to stare too long, point and laugh and openly mock. I just don't understand people who make poor hygiene choices, especially when they're so easy to correct, like the guy with one, literally one, really long mole hair. Seriously, you're just gonna leave it? It's just been a long decade. Can't seem to find time to work this into your day planner. Sometimes it's so long, I want to be like, you don't have to buy tweezers. You could probably just tilt your head, wrap that bad boy around a knob, slam the door, and get on with your life. Sweep the leg, Johnny. Some of you are laughing, some of you are staring at me like I'm a little too mean right now. Like, Dan, what if there was a lady here with a beard? What if there was a guy with a really long mole hair? Good, maybe they'll hear our collective laughter and we'll shame them into making better choices in their life. I don't feel bad for these people, these are choices. The worst hygiene choice is when somebody just chooses not to brush their teeth. Like I saw a guy once, it wasn't like he just skipped, you know, once or, he's been skipping years. Like he couldn't pick a toothbrush out of a lineup at this point, just like, okay. Okay, I can do this. Oh, okay, this is easy. That looks exactly like my toothbrush. That is a toothbrush. That's a hamster. Really? Well, maybe I'd brush more if I knew that toothbrushes didn't try and bite and squirm and poop in your mouth. That says so much about you. If you're not taking care of this stuff, people can clearly see, what in God's name are you doing to the things they can't? Why not just wear a t-shirt that says, if you think my teeth are gross, you should see my balls. Like a moldy sack of taters somebody forgot in the mud. That joke's called good luck getting that visual out of your head. I haven't slept right since I saw that man. Don't read into it. I can't believe Satanists exist. Like, I get the other side of that coin. Like, even if you're not Christian, you can see its appeal. You know, loving God who created the heaven where you get to live forever. Pretty nice. But if you're a Satanist, don't you have to believe in that same thing and root for the guy trying to destroy it? Why? What's in it for you? Are you sure you're even a Satanist, not just a mindless idiot who ruins good things for no reason whatsoever? That's just your personality? You're just that guy? Just, hey guys, thanks for coming over for movie night. I was thinking we could watch Reservoir Dogs and Boondock Saints. That's awesome. Those are two of my favorite movies. I know they're two of my favorite movies too. And that's why we're not gonna watch them anymore. We're gonna watch Garfield, Tale of Two Kitties. Twice. Satan. That joke's called the hardest anyone has ever laughed at Garfield. I hope that hell is real and that fat, worthless cat burns there forever. Oh, hell sounds scary. Here's my main problem with hell. No degrees. You're a little bad or you're a lot bad, you get the worst punishment imaginable. All right, you kill 15 people brutally. All right, fair enough, buddy. You burn in hell forever. But what if you just have, like, one bad day and you kill, like, one dude who kind of had it coming? Then I think you should just be uncomfortably hot for a while. And we call it good. That joke's called Even Steven. I heard a lot about hell growing up from my Pentecostal grandma. Now, she's extreme Pentecostal. When I was about 8 years old, she told me that everyone in my family and everyone in the world who wasn't specifically a Pentecostal Christian was going to burn in hell forever, even if they were good people. But if you're a Pentecostal Christian, even if you're just kind of, you got to go to heaven. Why would you worship that crazy of a God? Just some lunatic up in space making these horrible judgment calls. Just, hey there, buddy, you piece of shit, pedophile wife beater. Good thing you went to the right church. Get in here, I'm kidding. Get up there. Hey, Gandhi, get in the oven. Not cool, dude, not cool. Hey, Einstein, looks like E equals JC, punched you in the ding-dong. Say hi to Darwin. Not here. I'm God. That just called my grandma is batshit crazy.